Wikipedia dark today. Legislation on Capitol Hill, future now uncertain. Here's a clip from an ad produced by Creative America. It's a trade group supporting the legislation to push back on piracy that has raised such controversy.
They traffic in phony medications, stolen movies, TV shows, and music. They're stealing American ideas and innovation.
The Pirate Menace, you can hear them going after there. But defenders of a different kind of internet freedom say, watch out, there's a lot more that can be caught in the vise here. You can join the conversation this hour. Have you followed the big fight over the Stop Online Privacy Act and its sister PIPA? Have you seen the dark screen at Wikipedia today, the blackout box on Google? Can we protect content creators and internet freedom? We're at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Let's bring in a couple of sides here. Marvin Amori joins us right now from Washington, D.C. He's a fellow with the New America Foundation's Open Technology Initiative. He consults for companies opposing the legislation, including Google. He's a former head lawyer for the advocacy group, Free Press. Marvin, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.
And in the other corner, Sandra Astars joins us. She is executive director of the Copyright Alliance. That is an advocacy group representing a creative industry, Motion Picture Association of America, NBC Universal, News Corporation, that's Murdoch, Walt Disney, Time Warner. She's former vice president and associate general counsel at Time Warner, Inc. Sandra Astars, thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So Wikipedia is down. A lot of people like Wikipedia. Other sites are down today. You're hearing the howls of protest from the tech side of this. And Wikipedia is not even a for-profit. How do you read that protest, Sandra? Does it say to you that there's something going on in overreach in this legislation?
Well, I think the real problem is that people aren't focused on the current version of the Stop Online Piracy Act. I think all the criticisms that you're hearing about the bill have largely been addressed through the manager's amendment that was offered by Chairman Smith before the holidays, and that a lot of the debate that you hear online is simply inaccurate with respect to what the bills currently do. They have very narrow definitions. They apply only to foreign sites that are, in the words of the bill, primarily designed or operated to infringe by distributing either counterfeit goods or complete copies of copyrighted works for commercial advantage. So these aren't the Wikipedias of the world. These are sites that are directed at the United States and that are designed and operated for the purpose of stealing copyrighted works and distributing counterfeit goods.
Marvin Amori, there has been some pullback, some change, some amendment offered here. Is this grandstanding by the tech industry at this point, or are there real reasons to be concerned about internet freedom?
Not at all, Tom. This is not grandstanding. The original bill had about 20 things that were wrong about it, and the bills now have about 19 that are wrong with it. And the original speaker, David, said that once you remove domain name blocking, everything else was something that Google and the tech companies could agree to. That's not true at all. The current bills, as they stand, have search engine censorship in there. So essentially what happens is a qualifying plaintiff, a copyright owner, goes to a court, gets an order against a domain name, and then has search engines remove those domains. It also has in there immunity provisions, essentially vigilante provisions, that immunize any company that decides to act on its own against pirates. And it includes anti-circumventions provisions that would make it illegal to use certain encryption technologies that we and our State Department promote around the world to fight censorship in China and Iran. And so what's going on isn't grandstanding or theatrics. It's democracy. If you go to Wikipedia, it sends you to your senator in order to call your senator to get them to stop the vote on January 24th, because congressmen usually hear from lobbyists, not from the public, and that's what the tech companies are trying to do.
Sandra, I'll come to you to look at the elements of this, but first, Marvin, what is it that's got tech companies most concerned here? I mean, let's look at, say, a search engine. What is the problem? To take us in a little more detailed way to what is offered in the legislation as it stands now, not as it was a month ago, but as it is now, the people are worried about. How's it work?
Sure. So there'd be two ways that it would affect search engines. First, the definition of the sites that are dedicated to infringement are new. It's a new definition. There are already existing rules around copyright on the internet. There's already cases that took down Napster and Grokster and Kazaa for being illegal. There's already Supreme Court doctrine. This introduces a new standard, an untested standard. It seems to be a different standard that doesn't coincide with what we have already. So the question is, would YouTube, under a standard like this, if it were a foreign site, be illegal? Would a search engine...
And it might be illegal what? Because somewhere in YouTube there would be a link to a pirate site, Pirate Bay, or you name it?
Exactly. So user-generated sites are the ones that are most concerned about this. User-generated sites, sites for sharing, because people will upload or videos, they'll upload pictures, they'll tweet. And if these companies, these user-generated platforms, have to monitor everything on their site, they themselves could be subject to the bill, because the bill defines website as a portion of a website.
But if and they're exempt, how do you ever get a handle on piracy? You know, sites like Pirate Bay, they navigate all the time to new websites, new web addresses. They use those sites on YouTube and elsewhere, I'm imagining, to sort of stay under the radar. How do you get a grip on that if those sites don't have some responsibility?
So the current law puts responsibility on them. If anyone's gone to YouTube and noticed that a video has been taken down, that's the current law. There's something called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, the DMCA. Mm-hmm. Every single site online, if you look in the upper right-hand corner, will say DMCA policy. Any copyright holder who sees a specific copyright infringement sends a notice to YouTube, to Twitter, to Zynga, to any of these sites, and then it can be taken down, and there's a process. This bill takes down whole websites and requires search engines to censor those websites. It doesn't just take down specific content, specific videos.
Sandra, here's a listener in upstate New York. Tim says, why can't Hollywood media producers incorporate anti-piracy features on their products or develop new, more effective ones? Wouldn't that potentially create jobs instead of bogging down our already unproductive Congress? What about that, Sandra?
Thanks, Tom. Yes, the Hollywood community is working with the tech community to develop all sorts of distribution measures that incorporate anti-piracy measures, and those are effective to some degree. They can certainly always be hacked by users that are intent on doing so, but that is something that is already in place. Tom, I'd love to respond to a couple of the things that Marvin said about the bill.
Please.
So there are a number of things that Marvin said that are inaccurate with respect to what the manager's amendment does. First of all, he referred to a ability by private actors to bring an action against a search engine and to require a search engine to stop providing links to particular sites.
In the last summary that I read, that seemed central to the legislation. Is that gone?
Well, there is no provision, there's never been a provision that gives a private right of action to an individual copyright owner. There is a provision that allows the Attorney General to seek a federal court order that a site is a site that's primarily designed or operated to infringe, and then to seek the cooperation of search engines to make those sites less accessible. But there's no private right of action for an individual copyright owner.
Hang on with that one for just a minute. I'll come back to you, Sandra. Marvin, sure. On that one, no private right to action? I mean, it does go through the AG, so isn't that a kind of a break on vigilante action?
The way I read the bills, so the original SOPA bill allowed qualifying plaintiffs, intellectual property holders, to simply send notices to take things down without going to a court. And the more recent legislation, the way I read it this morning, and if I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected, is that a qualifying plaintiff can bring an in personam action against the operator of a website or an in rem action against the domain of a website. And once it gets an order, it can take that the order will go and be served on website search engines, advertising networks, and financial payments.
I mean, that sounds scary. Yeah, then you've got Rupert Murdoch just saying, you there, stop that or face the consequences.
Sorry, I just want to correct one thing. It's not permissible for an individual copyright owner to serve those orders on search engines, ISPs, or domain name operators.
But don't they initiate, and wouldn't the Attorney General have an obligation then to follow through under this legislation?
Well, the legislation establishes two different paths, one for the Attorney General and one for private actors. And the point is the remedies that are available to private actors are far more limited, and they involve dealing only with entities that serve up advertising or power those sites by providing payment processing services.
But those are pretty big deals, providing advertising and payment processing. I mean, that's not some small little niche. Those are big.
Well, absolutely. And we're dealing with an enormous problem, which everybody who is debating this issue agrees is an enormous problem that can only be fixed by passing some sort of legislation. The Obama administration has called on all sides to do so. And I think even when I've heard Google testify against the legislation, they've always acknowledged that it's a big problem. And in fact, Google has directed the legislators to look to the follow the money approach, as they call it, which would be dealing specifically with ad networks and with payment processors to address the problem. The problem here is that we're dealing with rogue sites that are inaccessible to judicial processes in the United States. So you can't bring that site to the United States and deal with the site directly. You have to work with the partners that enable that site to continue operating.
Marvin, the argument here is that this is not aimed at American companies. This is aimed at foreign rogue sites, as Sandra puts it, who are putting this stuff up, and so everybody at home can be at ease.
Well, so that's not true, because the anti-circumvention provisions that would make encryption technologies like Tor illegal, that applies to domestic and international technologies. It's also not true because a lot of American sites have domains abroad, like amazon.co.uk, google.ca. Those are affected by it as well. But just to step back, there's a big picture point here, which is the Attorney General hasn't been guiltless when it comes to taking down sites. We've already had experience with sites being taken down wrongly in the past few years. There's hip-hop sites that have been taken down. There have been hundreds of thousands of domain names taken down wrongly in a sting of child pornography sites. And those sites should be taken down, but innocent sites were taken down as well. So the check of the Attorney General hasn't been so effective when it comes to domain name blocking, and it's not quite clear to be effective when it comes to search engine censorship, which is something that happens in countries like Iran and China, not usually in the United States.
Don't bring it home here, and yet here you got the big publishers, big media companies saying, help us out somehow.